In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of the things Albert had to say, because there was pretty strong indication about maybe where Kevin Stefanski is with the Cleveland Browns, which kind of fits into all the other things we've heard. I don't know what more you needed to hear from Albert, but we'll try and get a little bit into that. If we don't, we'll certainly start tomorrow with it as well. But the Browns played well-ish enough to win, competitive on Sunday, but they did take yet another loss. And in about a week's time, our next guest, there's going to be burgers.
What's the date on the burgers?
I believe it's Monday. Could be Monday or Tuesday. Now I'm going to try and I think it's Monday.
Wait, can someone text me ahead of time and be like, hey, don't bring lunch today?
Probably. I'm not going to remember.
Coach will text me. He'll text me.
You know what? The problem is, well, he'll group text us.
Yeah, he's good.
That's what's going to happen. Now, there will be burgers because of a burger bet we had between each other. But this man knows football. He joins us every single Tuesday at 6. He's also not just a football guy. He's a hell of a guy, mm-hmm. hell of a human being. Some are saying the best guy. Lance Reisland, so. Coach Riz on the Fan Hotline. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, guys. What's going on?
Well, I started gloating about the whole winning the burger bet thing, and then I started feeling bad.
It's well earned.
I don't think I can. No. By the way, JP, real quick, what did you want me to jam him up on?
Oh, no, man. You should have told me this like an hour ago that you were going to tell. I totally forgot. I think I got it. Did we get it at the same time? Happened there?
So, Coach.
We got it at the same time.
Wait, no, reset it for me because I'm losing it now.
Okay, well, you guys have a disagreement on how Stefanski handled the two-point conversion and the conversation afterwards, whereas Coach thought that showed a lot of accountability from Stefanski to basically fall on the sword. And where Coach is coming from here is that he hated Bubba Ventrone's answer from earlier last week and thought that basically Bubba had bust-tossed everybody and that's not how coaches should be. You like that Stefanski fell on the sword. Nick, though, did not appreciate that approach and thought it should have gone a different direction. All right, go.
All right. So I think, Coach, he used, hey, it's on me, it's my job, as a deflection of the real question, which is why wasn't Shador on the field? He reframed the question to be about the two-point conversion itself, meaning who called the play, rather than the most important part is why don't you think Shador should have been on the field for that?
Well, I'll say this. So first and foremost, the two-point play, the non-kicking of the first one, I'm not really a big believer in that. I'm old school. You know, I don't like to take the gloves off my guys, so let them fight it out. And when you do that as a coach, my dad always taught me, let the guys play. So that was the first thing. I didn't like that. However, the two-point play, I have a much different version than everybody else. I actually think the two-point play shows a little bit of coaching from Stefanski. Now people are about to lose their mind, but let me explain. So they have had tremendous success with the Wildcat and the things they've done out of the Wildcat, but they haven't done much besides fake the jet sweep and run power or run that little duo where Junkins runs to his left. That's kind of what they've done over the last 4 or 5 weeks. Now, as a coach, you go in, and the first thing I will say is those two-point plays are in on Monday of that week. Those guys are doing that Monday and Tuesday. That's their plan. Now, the problem is with coaches, and some of the issues with coaches is that they're based on numbers, especially nowadays, numbers and analytics more than they are on feel. And I always feel like the best coaches have a combination of both. So what ends up happening is they work on those two-point plays all week. Now, for me, I'm all about that. It showed me that they prepared. That was their option off of what they've been doing very well. They self-scouted. They did a very good job. They executed like crap. There's no doubt about that. That I will say. The problem is for me is with feel, it goes back to, like, I always use this example of Cooper Kupp and Stafford in the Super Bowl. You knew where he was getting it, and it didn't matter what the play call was. He was throwing it to Cooper Kupp. And when you have a quarterback who's cooking, if you have a quarterback who's on fire and you have a tight end who's a really tough cover for the opponent, sometimes you got to go off script. Sometimes you got to go off script and say, you know what, I'm giving it to my guys who are playing right now. That's very hard for Kevin Stefanski. That's very hard for these NFL coaches, not just him, because they stick to the situational plan. Third down, it's the left hash, it's the third quarter, et cetera, et cetera. It's just really hard. But the play call, I didn't mind the play call, and I didn't think the play call was cute. If they practice it, trick plays aren't trick plays if you practice them. They're plays. And so it was the execution, and it was the idea if you took the ball out. But I don't think they really took it out of his hand saying, you can't do it. It was more of, this is what we said we're doing on Monday.
What other starting quarterback NFL would they have pulled off the field for a wildcat formation?
I'm talking about what the Browns have done. So I don't think any, and I don't think the Browns would do that now. But I think Shador has showed enough going into this game where they wanted to take some things off his plate. And I will tell you, when you hold the ball, I think that was one of his issues. And even though he's doing fantastic, and I have nothing but positive to say about him this game, down in that red zone, down in that 2-point area, it's a really tight window in there. And you hold on the ball, you know, maybe. And once again, you overthink it as coaches, but I'm not comparing it to everybody else because I agree with you. Most people don't do that, but they've had success. And when Fanning went under center last week, people said, hey, they got to get in that wildcat. They've had success with that and all those kind of things. So once again, the call was, it is what it is. I thought the idea of what they were trying to do, I liked. The execution was poor, and you didn't take into account that your quarterback who was cooking and a tight end they couldn't cover, you didn't let them make the play. You didn't let them win or lose it for you. That would be my thought on the 2-point play.
Okay, again, great thought, but you guys didn't address what the real fight was, which is how Stefanski handled the post-game commentary.
All right, so what then you got? Because he said
because he basically used Tommy. I'm not going to throw Tommy Reese under the bus. Instead of answering the damn question, why don't you trust Shador, or why did you think it was smart to pull the quarterback off the field at that point?
See, I don't think it was trust. I really don't, man. And I know it looks like that, and it may have been, but for me, it's not trust. I think of it as, hey, this is what we've done in the red zone, and all these coaches, like I said, that sheet they're looking at. Second down, third down. 2-point plays go in all year. 2-point plays go in, and 2-point plays are built off what you've had success with down in that area. So that's kind of where they went with that. Now, I don't think it had anything to do with taking Shador off the field in terms of I don't trust him. The problem is that I have is that, first of all, the execution wasn't very good. Secondly, I just didn't like the fact that they took the ball out of the guy who was cooking at that time. Now, in terms of what Stefanski said, I make the calls. That's exactly what a coach does. That's exactly what a head coach does. Me and JP were talking about it on Sunday. That's exactly whether it's your fault, whether you have no idea, that's why you get paid the big money. That's why you're in charge. It all rolls downhill into your mouth, and that's what I like about Stefanski.
Just not like those anybody, burgers, coach.
He didn't throw anybody else under the bus. You know, it was all on him, and I know people don't like his responses, but the response that Bubba gave the week before, that hit a nerve for me, because there's kind of a, listen, we all have issues within a staff when we're coaching, but we all got to be on the same page. Enough people don't like you when you're a coach. Enough people question what you do. We have to be on the same page, and as the head coach, you take it for everyone. That's why you're in that seat.
All right, coach.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What was your evaluation of what was you've been critical over the past couple weeks. It was a big day for Shador. In particular, I would imagine you liked the cleaned up, footwork, but what did you see that you liked? What did you see that can stay?
Oh, I tell you what, his footwork, credit to him and credit to Coach Stefanski and Tommy Rees, because they're all a part of it. They're all a part of when things go wrong, but they're also a part of when things go right. So I thought Shador was absolutely outstanding. I thought his footwork, the things he struggled with, couple of the plays that he made, obviously the touchdown, but a couple of the checkdowns that he made, couple of the throwaways that you could see him working on. The footwork on the touchdown pass to Judy, absolutely stunning. The ball to Njoku, absolutely outstanding. But what I like was his poise, his tempo, his rhythm. You and I talked about on Sunday. When you see him when he's in rhythm and he's not dancing around and stopping, starting, how successful he can be. I also like the fact that he is taking ownership of kind of everything that's happening. And when they were down, everybody, the game was over. It wasn't over for him. And that's what kind of like quarterbacks like him, they do. They kind of lift their teammates. So I have been very critical, and I like to say critical in terms of just being honest, but I thought he was outstanding. And the things that he's working on and needs work on, he's cleaning that up in just a short period of time. It hasn't been 3 weeks. This is 2 or 3 days. This has been about 9 days of actually working on the field, because that's what you have in football. You have 2 or 3 work days a week. So he has been very impressive in what he's done. And obviously, if you're a Browns fan, if you're a football guy and you like football, you got to say the kid did fantastic. That was an outstanding performance by him.
All right, Coach, what's going on with the defense?
All right, so I worked a lot on that today in terms of what happened. Well, the Browns lost the edge. And what I mean by that is that out by the tight end, or the six, eight hole, we like to say, where the tight end is. And here's what the Titans had a great plan. They either put two tight ends, so they had four guys over there, and Miles was lining up on the third guy, and they were just blocking him down. Now, when you block him down, that means you don't have a guy outside, so your edge has to be set by a linebacker, which is really hard to do. That's the first thing they did. So they just outflanked the Browns. Next thing they did was, when they had a two-man side, they let Miles rush up the field because they said, we can't block this guy normal, so we're going to let him rush up field. So they ran where they almost pass-set him and then ran a wide zone with everybody else and let the tackle just kind of ride him out. Super innovative by the offensive coordinator. Defensive tackles did not play very well. Michael Hall does not play the run very well. That was the other issue of it. He jumping in gaps. You have to be, as a defensive tackle, you got to kind of be boring and take up blockers. He didn't do a very good job of that. And then when you don't set the edge, those linebackers who are always so good, they move forward first. And if you don't set the edge, they have too far to go when you get to the outside, and then they get cutbacks and all that kind of stuff. So it was, they lost the edge is the generic thing, they lost the edge. But there was a bunch of reasons for it, including a really good game plan. Now, for me, what does Schwartz do this week? Because this is a copycat league, so the Bears are going to do a lot of the same things this week. What is his answer to something that's really kind of tough in this defense? If you don't set the edge, you're in trouble.
I just think the Malik Collins injury was so much. We didn't talk enough about it, Coach.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. And when you see it inside, so especially when they go to the outside and they cut it back in, the reason that Schlesinger and Bush and these guys can make those tackles is because Malik Collins is kind of occupying the guards in the centers, and when you're the guard in the center. And when that happens, you let those guys run free. But if you don't do your job and kind of, that goes back to what we were talking about with Mason Graham. A lot of time what Mason Graham does, for example, on the sack, he had that sack for Miles because he took two. And that's the same thing in the run game. He has to, those defensive tackles, they got to kind of be boring sometimes, and they just got to eat blockers. And when you don't, you see what happens. And I agree with you. The loss of Malik Collins was absolutely huge. But, like, Shelby Harris didn't play like he normally does. He's usually pretty good against the run. He wasn't very good. Michael Hall has never been good against the run, so he's got to work on that. And then, obviously, they did some cool things against Miles that they're going to have to adjust to.
Coach, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. All in good fun. You the man.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, the 22nd is the time. 22nd, burgers are coming. Well-earned. I'm looking forward to it. Mm. I will send the link soon, and you guys can get your order ready.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's customized our order. Yeah. We're not just getting like a random...
Yeah, extra bacon, double cheese.
37 patties.
Listen, I'm not that kind of guy.
Stack it to the moon, Coach.
36. 36. Maybe 6-7. Coach, you're great, buddy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys soon. JP, see you Sunday, buddy.
He really wanted to hop in on that 6-7 action.
He likes it. It's one of his favorite things.
No, that's why. Like, that's Coach and I are simpatico with that. When people our age are like, oh, I'm like, guys, we had stuff like that too. It's just kids being kids having fun.
That's all.
Like, a lot of things that our generation did that they don't do, and they might actually be ahead of us in life. It's good. I need more of an endorsement on 6-7 from you.
I don't know that I have it. I'm not out on 6-7. Okay, no, that's it. I'm out on 6-7.
Yeah,
I've been for a while. If we're being honest about it, I've been for a while.
We'll react to Coach and what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.